The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. And I am your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And as usual, hopefully we have a fun and exciting show for you. Melody and I always love doing this. We have some fun interactions together. And I have to say, as we were just talking before the show, I found out yesterday my daughter, she has a few cavities. And we're very careful about making sure she takes her vitamins. You know, she brushes her teeth at night. She flosses, does all those things. But my oldest daughter, she can't swallow a pill, and it's some issue. She just can't swallow a pill. And I go, look, you're in this family. You're going to learn how to swallow a pill. but to this day, I say, you're still going to take it. You're going to put it in juice, put it in water. You will drink this. So yesterday, I was a little edgy when I heard she had some cavities, because we really don't like that our children have cavities. But in any case, so she said, Dad, on these days when I can't eat breakfast or I take my pills, if I take the pills, I feel like I'm going to throw up. And I was so unhappy. I said, that's too bad. If you throw up, you throw up. And then I got home last night, and they were all like, nah, if you throw up, you throw up. I'm like, I had to apologize because I was a little short with her. But anyway, Even our children have cavities, and we have a special dentist we go to. We don't do any mercury amalgams. We just do the natural calcium-based material in their teeth that actually Julie's dad helped us to get lined up with, and we're so thankful for the dentist that does that work.
Well, that's awesome. I it's funny because I really truly hope that Ella has my teeth, because I literally had like no dental insurance for most of my childhood, and I hadn't seen the dentist in about 10 years when I went back when I was about 17, and I had zero cavities. Which I don't know how that happened. When I was a little kid, I was really bad about wanting to brush my teeth. And it's just purely grace that my teeth did not have worse problems. But I took care of them all through my childhood after that. And then after I had my first cavity, because I was horrified that I had cavities when I was a kid. And then I took really good care of my teeth, had no problems, cavities, anything like that. The only thing serious I've ever had done was had my wisdom teeth removed. Had one bugging me. They yanked all four at once.
Yowza.
Woo, I was a pro about that. But poor John, my husband, he has got really bad teeth. So it's just genetically he has a hard time with his teeth. And I'm like, oh, come on, Lord, please let Ella have my
Let
her have my teeth.
Don't give her those bad teeth. You know, that's so funny. It's one spouse versus the other. I have the good teeth, and Julie has. She has really soft teeth. And whenever we get her teeth cleaned at this dentist, he tells me, man, your wife, she always has so much debris in her teeth. And she's really good. I mean, she brushes diligently. She's better than I am easily. And she just has all this debris. And, you know, I'm sort of carefree. I mean, I'm diligent, but not as much as her. And he goes, man, I go in there and he looks at my teeth. He goes, wow, you don't even hardly need a teeth cleaning. There's like nothing to get off your teeth.
Same
you know,
thing with
so
me and John.
That's crazy. And so Courtney, my oldest daughter, she got the soft teeth. And Cassidy, same as me, is like, oh, her teeth, they're great, you know, whatever.
We're
so
just naturally blessed with sparkling smiles. And actually, you know, speaking of that, you know, that's a nice thing to say. We've got very sparkling smiles that you can actually now see on our Crossroads of Health website.
Oh, how exciting. That's
so
good.
So we've got our profiles posted. It's a full, complete website at www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Okay, that's a mouthful, but once you get it in there, you can add it to your favorites, hopefully.
We hope
one of your favorites.
Yeah.
But www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. It has It has About Us section. It actually has a link on there where you can like us on Facebook. It has a link there to ultralaboratories.com that has all that great information about all of our products that we feature here on the show. It has a link where you can click through to shopnaturalproducts.com, www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and go see our sparkling teeth.
Yes, exactly.
In our About Us section.
It's our hard, calcified teeth. You know, actually, I want to say something else about teeth real quick. Just, there is a whole issue of mercury amalgams and root canals and how damaging that can be to certain individuals. And really, in my opinion, nobody should have mercury amalgams, but some people it affects worse than others. But we may do a future show on that, or we may have Dr. Singer come on and talk a little bit about that. But it is a big issue. Yeah, you know, and oh, man, I never realized how much dental school is. There's a younger dentist that this older guy brought in, and he has cleaned our teeth for the last couple of years. But I asked, like, how much does it cost to go to dental school? And it seriously is like a really, like, I think, Melody, you bought a new house recently. His bill for school was more than your whole house. And I'm
wow.
like, oh my gosh. I go, so it's like 30-year plan to pay off his dental school. It's like, oh my gosh. But he does a great job. But I mean, you pay a lot for good dental school.
Well, so. I have a brother who's an attorney, and I also have a brother who's an anesthesiologist. And both of them had pretty significant student loans. So hopefully, though, that career path makes you enough dough to where you can make up for the cost of the education.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's about 3 times more than what it costs to become an attorney as to become a dentist.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Yeah. And you don't earn 3 times as much. But anyway.
Wowza.
Now, before we get to the talking points, I want to talk a little bit about the show. We got sort of distracted on the dental stuff there. But anyway, today's show, we've been hearing from people that digestion is a really big desire for people to learn more about from our listeners.
Detoxification.
And elimination.
Yes.
And these are very near and dear to my heart because all through my life I struggled with digestive issues, bowel issues, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in the show. And we should warn you ahead of time, there's maybe a little graphic, hopefully not too much, but talking about elimination always brings up some subjects that I have no problem talking about, but some people are like, really?
We put it all out there for you because these are the issues that everybody deals with. Everybody suffers from these kind of problems, and we're here to talk to you about it and give you some practical advice to help comfort and ease those issues.
Yes, exactly. So anyway, with that, we do have a couple talking points. I'll probably get through mine, and we'll see if I leave Melody enough time to get through hers. I seriously doubt that. But anyway, I found one from, again, my medical doctor that I worked with for years, and she had written one a couple years back on C-sections. And because Melody just had a little baby, Ella, and Melody did end up having to have a C-section, not planned, but that's the way it worked out, and we know God is sovereign, so. But there are apparently people now that are planning their C-sections ahead of time, and this can be problematic for some. So this is what she wrote regarding C-sections. There are many reasons for performing a cesarean delivery. Some are done for the safety of the infant, which is in Melody's case. That's why they did that. For example, the pelvis of the mother is not the proper size or shape, or the infant is showing signs of distress in utero. Recently, however, more and more are elective. That is, this type of delivery is being performed for convenience, either for the doctor or the mother. There is no medical indication that this is needed, but I personally think there's so much just tied to money, and it's so sad.
Yeah.
Just, we just want to plan everything, and that's anyway.
They call them designer births. I've heard that. It's such a bizarre concept to me.
It's just man's foolishness, in my opinion. But anyway, so in 1996, about one-fifth of all deliveries were cesarean. In 2006, 10 years later, close to one-third were cesarean. While this type of delivery may be life-saving when there are medical complications, a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrated that infants delivered by elective cesarean section before 39 weeks, and over one-third were delivered in that time frame, were more likely to develop problems linked to early delivery, such as difficulty breathing, low blood pH, infection, seizures, and several intestinal complications. So what they're saying is that there's already a likelihood if you're prior to 39 weeks of having these things, but the likelihood goes up somewhat dramatically if you also have a planned C-section. So that's just not a good thing. So the risk of these conditions range from 1.5 to 2 times more than for infants similarly premature but born vaginally. Melody's reminding me that we're almost out of time. Sorry. Anyway, but just, you know, the C-section issue, it's just something that you really, you know, you just want to do things the way that God designed them to be done. And certainly C-section can be helpful if there are complications, but to do it electively can be problematic. So anyway, with that, we'll be right back with Melody's Talking Point.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my lovely host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, we are talking with my talking point about cesarean or C-sections. I sort of glazed over the fact that, you know, Melody did have a C-section. And I just wanted to see if Melody had any additional comments about C-sections before she goes in her talking point.
Well, you know, I think we mentioned after I came back from my maternity leave that it was a very interesting experience because nothing that I had planned went anywhere near the way that I had in my birth plan. I wanted it natural. I wanted no Pitocin. I wanted no C-section. And when we had checked in, we actually checked in at midnight. I was 10 days late with her. So it wasn't an issue of being early. We were late. And they start becoming concerned about the baby being in there too long.
Right.
Losing fluid and, you know, just it not being a healthy environment for the child after a while. So I wasn't dilating, but I was contracting. And so they kept me because every time I'd contract, her heart rate was dropping.
Oh, wow.
And so I warded off medical intervention as long as I possibly could. They finally insisted on the Pitocin because they needed to regulate the contractions because she was just in there too long. And because the heart rate issue, they wanted to get her on regular contractions and get me moving along. Never progressed in dilation. I never continued to dilate. So they actually broke my water. A significant amount of time later after that, I started getting a fever because the water was broken. And once that water's broken, you sort of want to get the baby out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So when the doctor, you know, came in and said, we really need to do a C-section, I just started crying. I mean, it was just like one thing after another. Everything kind of didn't go as planned. But ultimately, after having the C-section, my daughter's here. She's healthy. That's the most important thing. Apparently, she's a little twirler. Maybe she'll be a dancer because she had spun her the reason why her heart rate was dropping is because she'd actually spun her umbilical cord into a corkscrew. So the doctor said, yeah, I've never seen a baby turn their umbilical cord into a slinky before. So she had twisted so much in there, twisted and turned so much in there that that's why that was happening. So, yeah, C-section, if it's medically necessary, makes perfect sense. But it is funny how frequently talking to these allopathic physicians, they were offering to do a scheduled C-section, and I'm like, no, not so much. So that was definitely not something that I wanted to do. And I think that sometimes, you know, we have this technology to make things simpler, but in all reality, when you sort of glaze over the natural way that things are supposed to happen, it can create other problems. So,
well, that, you know, and it reminds me of Julie too. I mean, Julie went in there, you know, we were going to do everything a certain way according to our sort of natural mindset, and Julie ended up having to have antibiotics because when the water's broken, she has some sort of bacteria that whenever she's pregnant, this bacteria is present, so she had to have this drip, this antibiotic drip. Then Courtney was born, and then she was having labored breathing, so they said, we don't know if that's residual water or if it's pneumonia. So, you know, you don't want to give her antibiotics, but you're like, well, you can't be an irresponsible parent, so say, fine, give her the antibiotics because there's no way to tell. And so, you know,
Same thing happened.
And, you know,
the antibiotics. I had that exact same thing happen. They told me we need to give it to you, and it's like, ugh.
And you just do what you can, but you realize that truly God is sovereign over his creation, and there is nothing we can do to control it. And ultimately, in those times in your life, when you're having children, when someone dies, when you realize that we have no control, really, ultimately, over what goes on, it's all in the hands of the Lord, ultimately.
Absolutely. And, you know, the fortunate thing is, too, is that one of the things that I feel very blessed about is despite the fact that I could not control that birth experience, despite the fact that I also had to take antibiotics, I, you know, being in this industry and hopefully what we're helping everybody out there with is that, you know, we have access to and we're helping to trying to help give guidance to everybody out there about what they can do to help compensate for those times when antibiotics become necessary. And one of the things that's really important is taking probiotics and including those in what you do every day. And that's what my talking point is.
You dovetailed that in very well there, Melody.
I know, look
man,
at that,
that just slipped right in there. And we didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't.
It's truly always real, always unscripted, and it just worked right out.
Yeah, so that's my talking point today, in fact, is probiotics. So it's nice how that all worked out. Like I said, I was so blessed to have access to a great probiotic blend. We are going to be talking about the multis in future shows. And, you know, I was taking the prenatal, and we've got our great raw health food blend, which I know we're going to expand upon a little bit more again today, since that's in all of the Emerald products. But also, you know, I was taking some other fantastic probiotic products as well beforehand. Thank you, Rick, for that.
And absolutely.
And that was recommended by Dr. Stengler as well. So in this article, it talks about how important probiotics are to help promote a healthy immune system and how they can help decrease the incidence of colds, allergies, and even eczema by boosting your immune system. In fact, beneficial bacteria in your intestinal tract are responsible for up to 80 to 90% of your immune system function. So probiotics are multifaceted when it comes to your immune system. By lining every square inch of your intestinal tract, they not only provide a barrier to entry for many microorganisms that arrive with your food, but they also directly kill many pathogens such as bad bacteria, viruses, fungi, parasites, and yeast. They also function as immunomodulators and produce a number of immune factors such as lactoferrin that directly boost your immune function, as well as a number of B vitamins that offer nutritional support for your immune system. It's also estimated that some 70% of your immune system cells reside within your colon in a layer of lymphoid tissue just below the surface of the epithelial cells. Studies have shown that probiotic supplements can significantly prevent recurrent streptococcal pharyngitis and or tonsillitis in adults. Other studies have found that children aged 3 to 5 who were treated with two kinds of probiotics had a 53% lower rate of fevers, 41% decrease in coughs, and a 28% decrease in running noses. And antibiotic use was lowered by 84% in children who were on the probiotics. For related reasons, optimizing your intestinal flora is one of the most effective natural allergy remedies, as it can make a difference in treating a whole range of allergic and autoimmune conditions such as Crohn's disease. Optimizing gut flora with probiotics can help with a whole range of intestinal problems, ranging from diarrhea to constipation and from bloating to flatulence. And both of those, you're looking at two different sides of the same coin. So probiotics can be helpful for diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome, antibiotic-related diarrhea. Probiotics during pregnancy may help to ward off eczema and food allergies, even in children, And I took them throughout my pregnancy. I still continue to take them every day. Probiotics can cut the risk for hepatic encephalopathy in half, which means confusion and possible coma as a result of liver failure. It also has possible cholesterol-lowering effects. It helps to reduce the infection risk after colorectal cancer surgery. And one of the things that I found interesting about this article was it was talking about how probiotics can affect brain activity. This was just published in the June issue of Gastroenterology, and it provides the first evidence in humans that probiotics and diets can modulate brain activity. So studies in animals showed that changes in gut flora led to changes in affective behavior. So researchers wanted to determine whether similar results could be found in humans, and the study used functional MRI to show that women who regularly consumed yogurt fortified with probiotics showed altered activity of brain regions that control central processing of emotion and sensation. So there's a gut-brain axis that is definitely there in humans. There was also a study that found that a Western diet negatively impacts mice in that it causes them to gain weight, impairs their spatial memory, and induces anxiety-like behavior. The addition of probiotics to that diet prevented all of those negative changes in the brain. And then one of the other things, too, is that also including fructooligosaccharides, FOS, can help to promote the growth of beneficial bacteria as well. Because for some bacteria, some of that beneficial bacteria such as bifidus, FOS can actually increase its effectiveness by a factor of 1,000 times or more. So really good article on probiotics.
And that the FOS also, yeah, fructooligosaccharides, also inulin is another FOS product. So if you see inulin, they're both act as prebiotics and are very effective at increasing the biomass of the good bacteria in the large and small intestine. So that's very, very beneficial when taking probiotics. And it's very inexpensive. You buy inulin, very inexpensive and very beneficial potentially. So it can cause you to be a little gassy. I've taken it before, and I just can tell you from personal experience, and that'll actually dovetail right into our talking points, which, again, as we spoke about earlier, it's a little probably maybe more information than you want today. I don't know, but anyway, that's what it is. So just probiotics, can't say enough about them. We're going to talk more about them in our Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health, because we have probiotics in every Emerald Laboratories product that we manufacture because of the importance of them. So we'll get into that. But before we go to our break, Melody, why don't we just mention what our getting to know you, why don't we mention what those are going to be about today.
Okay, so the getting to know you, this is something that I think will hit home with almost everybody. And it's kind of funny, but again, you know, we let you guys in on all of it. We're trying to let you guys know us. Everybody has these kind of issues. So,
and we like to be funny.
We do. The question here is who has tried to blame their child for their gastric upset, and who has been put in a position where they expected they might have been blamed for their child's gastric upset? So the code today, on the topic of digestion, detoxification, and elimination, the code is going to be GAS, G-A-S, very simple. So at the end of the show, we're going to tell you who's who here. So, yeah, you know, be there, thinking about that.
There you go. And we all struggle with these things, so we're just going to keep it real with all of you. So hopefully you won't be offended, but that's just the way we are. So anyway, you always get it. You always get the real stuff here. So we will be right back, and we'll get right into digestive health.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal health by Emerald Microbe Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. ShopNaturalProducts.com.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Thank you once again for joining us on Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, here with our host, Rick Simpson. And Rick, I know that on the topic of digestion, detoxification, and elimination, you have a really great piece to share with our audience on gluten sensitivity.
Yes, gluten sensitivity is something that Dr. Stengler estimates that 30 to 50% of the population, based on his patient results, that affects the American people. 30 to 50% of the American people are affected with gluten sensitivity. So this is something that was written actually by Dr. Stengler, and it says gluten sensitivity, or GS, is a very common condition that affects the health of millions of Americans. While it is slowly being recognized by conventional medicine, holistic doctors have been helping people with a variety of health problems by identifying this intolerance to gluten-containing grains such as wheat, rye, barley, possibly oats, triticale, that there's a class of proteins known as prolamins, which are found in several grains, is what people with celiac disease or GS react to. So those prolamins are the problem. Gluten is made up of the proteins prolamins, glutenin, gliadin, found in wheat. The reactive prolamin in rye is cicalin, and in barley is hordein. Gluten has become the general term for the prolamins that those with celiac disease and GS react to. Celiac disease, or CD, is similar to but different from gluten sensitivity. It, too, is underdiagnosed in the United States. About 3 million Americans, or one out of every 133 people, have CD. Many people with CD have not been diagnosed. This is an autoimmune disease in which the immune system attacks the gluten particles and then cross-reacts with the tissues of the digestive tract. This reaction to gluten damages the finger-like projections, the villi of the small intestine, that are responsible for the absorption of food and nutrients. This leads to malabsorption of foods and nutrients. The result is nutritional deficiencies. CD also contributes to leaky gut syndrome, in which toxins and larger-than-normal food particles, including gluten particles, are absorbed into the bloodstream and further worsen autoimmunity. There are two key genes that have been identified in CD, and they can be identified with testing. These are HLA-DQ2 and HLA-DQ8. If you don't have either gene, there is a 99% chance that you won't develop CD. However, this does not rule out gluten sensitivity, which often does not show up in conventional blood, stool, or small intestine biopsy testing. CD is diagnosed by blood tests and in some cases with a biopsy of the small intestine. Many people who have a normal blood test or biopsy may still have GS, or the gluten sensitivity. People with CD must strictly avoid all foods, medications, supplements, and other substances cheeses that contain gluten because it can make them very ill. Those with GS may be able to tolerate various amounts of gluten depending on their overall sensitivity and intestinal health. And I want to read just one little excerpt that Dr. Stenger had inserted here regarding one man and his issues with gluten sensitivity. After 3 days of following a gluten-free diet, the diarrhea I have experienced for 25 years was gone. These are the words of Arthur, a 56-year-old engineer who, despite being under the care of a gastroenterologist, had never gotten relief for his chronic diarrhea. His previous doctors had done various diagnostic images and a biopsy of his small intestine. This had included testing for celiac disease, which was negative. Yet alternate testing that included a stool test found severe gluten sensitivity, which was the key to his recovery. So some people, they think that, well, I don't have celiac disease, so I have no problem with gluten. But that really is not the case, because so many people have gluten sensitivities but, you know, don't have celiac disease. And this is just one case of that. And this really dovetails into our digestive health and some of the issues surrounding why it is such an important product and why it's unlike almost every other digestive product that's out there. Did you want to add anything to that, Melody?
No, I'm just, I was being rather punny in my own head and thinking, you don't want to kill I, the villi.
Oh.
My husband always tells me, he's like, oh, you're so punny, because that's how my brain works. Because yes. I just think I'm like, ooh, villi, kill I the villi.
My okay, children just say that. I'm a dork because I do the same thing. My jokes are much worse than that. So anyway, but that's life. Okay, so with that, we really want to get into the digestive health and why it is a unique product and why there is really not a lot of other products that are like it in the marketplace. And Melody, first of all, it's the raw whole food blend, obviously, is so important. I'm going to let you start off talking about that because I know this is something that you talk a lot about when you're training our demo people and our brokers. And
well, you know, the raw whole food-based formula, the reason why this is great, because you get it in every single one of the formulas that's in Dr. Mark Stengler's Emerald Laboratories formulations. I mean, these are the exact formulas that he gives to his patients clinically. And he's been in clinical practice for over 15 years, and he's still in clinical practice. And that makes a huge, huge difference in the formulations that he comes up with, because there are a lot of naturopaths that tend to sort of formulate products or write books or do things like that long after they've retired. And so they may not, and it doesn't mean that they are not, but they may not be quite as in on the latest research. And Dr. Stengler does blood work on every single one of his patients that walks into his clinic, and he does recurring blood work to make sure that they're getting true results from what he is recommending to them. So, you know, one of the things that's very important is it doesn't matter what you're taking if you're not absorbing it properly. And, you know, a lot of people tend to get on a bandwagon where something is talked about, it becomes popular, and then they find a very inexpensive or cheap form of it in, you know, a drugstore, and it doesn't work for them. And they think, oh, well, you know, that's what's affordable for me. But really, the most expensive nutritional supplement that you can take is the one that doesn't work for you. So in every...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and in every single one of these formulas, and again, you know, if you look at the pricing, if you go onto the website, you will see that these are very affordable formulations, but they are clinical formulations. And every single one of them has this raw whole food blend in it with probiotics, enzymes, and prebiotics. And the first part of that is the raw whole food sprout powder blend. And you get in here alfalfa, quinoa, mung bean, millet, and broccoli. And the thing that's wonderful about this is that we use a supplier that processes these sprout powders the right way. You're supposed to grow them to a quarter inch where they have the highest enzymatic activity. The problem falls after that with a lot of companies where they overheat these sprout powders and they actually end up killing the enzymatic activity. So this company does not do that. They take the time and they take the care to make sure that these are clean of micros without killing them with heat.
Well, let me interject there. The company that we buy them from, Enzymes Diet, 108 to 112 degrees roughly, and this company never heats the sprouts over 98 degrees. So that's so important because, you know, you can take sprout powders, but if you have no enzymatic function, that's really not too beneficial. I mean, there's still some benefits, but there's no enzyme activity. So this is a smaller company run by a couple partners, but they do really, really excellent work, and that's the reason we've chosen to work with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's our commitment to you out there is we're going to give you the best forms of these nutrients available. There's also the raw plant enzyme blend. And this is a phenomenal blend because you got lipase, lactase, invertase, protease, hemicellulase, cellulase, alpha, galactosidase, amylase, bromelain, papain, acid-stable, protease, and maltase. And, you know, just what some of these things do is the protease helps your body to digest protein, lipase helps your body with fat, lactase helps your body with dairy. The hemicellulase and cellulase are really important because they help with cellulose digestion. Our body does not naturally produce those things. And so those tough vegetable fibers that we do need for our health, we have a harder time breaking it down. We were talking about gastric upset. A lot of times gastric upset occurs when we take those tough vegetable fibers and our body's not easily able to break them down. So the hemicellulase and cellulase help with that process. And then there's also in here the raw probiotic blend with Acidophilus and Bifidium in 200 million CFUs each. There's whole food pomegranate juice powder, raw whole food freeze-dried acai powder, whole food goji fruit extract, whole food mangosteen whole powder, whole food noni fruit powder, fructooligosaccharides, which we mentioned in my talking point, whole food chlorella powder, spirulina powder, and resveratrol. So you get this great nutritionally dense base to every single formula that's in every one of these formulas to really help your body to absorb what you are getting in these formulas. So,
and the other thing on the probiotics, when we first developed these formulas, Dr. Stinger said you really want to get therapeutic dosing amounts of the probiotics. And probiotics are measured in CFUs or coliform-forming units per serving or per gram. These are per serving. So in the digestive health, it's three capsules. Three capsules, you get 200 million CFUs of the Acidophilus and 200 million CFUs of the Bifidum, which is a significant therapeutic dosing level. And a lot of companies, understanding that consumers really don't understand this terminology, they'll give you, 5,000 CFUs or 1,000 CFUs just because they want to get on the label. But there's really, the effect you get is negligible. And then you can deal, you also want to understand about the strain of the probiotic. Different strains are much more effective than other strains. We use very effective strains. You know, you have adhesion levels on strains, how well they adhere in the gut. If they're naturally occurring strains that naturally occur in the gut, they're indigenous to the gut, so they're going to re-inoculate, they're going to grow. If they're not, they're what's known as transient flora, so they're just going to go through the large and small intestine. They're never going to grow. They're just going to do their work and be eliminated. So we've gone through that process, so you're getting the best results with these probiotics. Briefly, why don't we just talk about gentian and ginger and fennel seed powder, and then we'll talk more in the last segment.
Sure. And the three ingredients that you just talked about are part of the digestive health. They're part of the proprietary digestive herbal blend. So the gentian root is something that is very useful for malabsorption and low appetite after an illness. And it improves stomach acid levels and overall digestive function. So that is the purpose that serves in that blend. Ginger root powder, now this is great because ginger reduces intestinal inflammation and lessens the effects of food poisoning. So ginger, something that we all sort of are used to, is very, very effective for digestive issues and inflammation. And, of course, inflammation can create all sorts of problems in the body. And then last but not least in that blend, we have fennel. And fennel helps reduce intestinal gas, colic, respiratory tract infections, and increases nursing mother's breast milk supply. So that's something I could use for Miss Ella.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are just some of the side things that we do for your benefit, but we'll get into the meat of the formula when we come back for our last segment. Please stay with us.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas,
46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Thank you once again for joining us for Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. And before the break, we were talking about digestive health, one of the clinical formulations by Dr. Mark Stengler. And Rick, I know you had some more great information about this fabulous formula.
Yes, absolutely. Well, so far we've talked about the raw whole food blend that's in all the Emerald Laboratories formulas, which has a broad spectrum of plant-based digestive enzymes. Now, this product is a digestive health formula, so the main part of the formula is also digestive enzymes. So it's sort of like a 1-2 punch, the double dose of the enzymes in this. But obviously, the main part of the formula is a much more potent digestive blend that's in here. And then, of course, you also have the proprietary digestive herbal blend with the gentian and ginger and fennel that we talked about just before the end of the third segment. So in the digestive enzyme blend, the main part of the formula, there's really one thing in this that drives this whole formula and that makes it unique as opposed to all of the formulas, and that is something called dipeptidyl peptidase. That is DPP4. And DPP4 is something I honestly had never heard about until Dr. Stengler had formulated this product. And DPP4 is a gluten-specific digestive enzyme. So going back to talking about gluten sensitivities earlier and how many people suffer from gluten sensitivities without actually having celiac disease, this is a crucial part of the formula, because if you have gluten sensitivities and you take DPP4, you're going to find that you don't have the lethargy or many of the issues associated with gluten sensitivity, because you're able to effectively still digest that gluten. Whereas with the gene expression we were talking about, if you have those genes, you probably cannot deal with the gluten properly. But with the DPP4, that gives you the ability to be able to deal with it in a much more effective way. So there is really no other formula in the market that I'm aware of that has DPP4 in the formula that's a broad-spectrum formula such as this is. There is another product on the market that is a gluten-specific formula, but it only has the DPP4 and I think one other ingredient. This is a broad-spectrum formula dealing with digestion of fats, of carbohydrates, of proteins, of the cellulose that Melody was talking about earlier, the fibrous part of the vegetables, and it has the DPP4 in it. So this is a completely unique formula. And then, of course, with the probiotics in it and the herbal blend, there's really nothing like this that's in the market. I personally take this formula in the morning. I take it in the evening. My wife takes it in the morning and the evening. It works very, very well. And as we age, some people are not aware, we lose enzyme function. So that's really part of the object object is to be able to minimize your losses as you age. So as you, and I'm 48 now. So as you age, you know, your digestive processes drop off, your enzyme function drops off, your probiotic levels drop off. So it's very important to be replenishing these things in your diet. So really, really important. And then, of course, we have the other things, like we have a xylanase, which is not in the other blend, but we also have the amylase and alpha galactosidase and bromelain, papain, things like that. Just a great broad spectrum formula. It's all vegetarian. Actually, I think it's vegan.
This one's completely vegan. And I like to say too, the cool thing is that this was designed to help address, you know, some of the most severe things like gluten, dairy, and beans, which are, I call that the trifecta of digestive assailants. So yeah, and this is, I mean, we've had experience with this where we go to, you know, we've talked about our experiences at Expo before, and you know, I was warned my first year going to Expo, do not graze in the food, because there's an entire hall that's as big as an airplane hangar of just dedicated to great organic foods, and people
right.
are sampling things. They don't all mix together.
Yeah, right.
And they're all so tempting, and I did not hold back enough. And I can tell you, digestive health kills that upset that can occur from creating battle kitchen in your stomach by mixing the wrong foods.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is just really a comprehensive formula, and we would just encourage you, if you're so inclined, to please try this formula. As we said earlier, it's available on the Ultra Laboratories website. There's a place where to buy, or you can go directly to our partner affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com, an additional 25% below that. And with that, we should get into our getting to know you, so we can talk about the coupon code and why that coupon code GAS is, to give them the full story of why that's
mm-hmm.
important. So
we asked the question, and we're wondering what you all think. Who blamed or wanted to blame their gastric upset on their child? And who was concerned about getting blamed for the gastric upset? Rick?
Yeah, well, I'm usually the bad guy, so I'd be the one that would blame my child, or would hope to blame my child, but it didn't work out that way. I have to explain this story, but, you know, again, this is just part of life. You know, we all, at some level, have flatulence. It's just the way it goes, you know. But when I travel, I'm always so careful to take probiotics. I take digestive health. I take whatever I can. But when you're traveling, it's so hard to eat a disciplined diet because you're going out to restaurants. You're just, you know, people are feeding you other things. It's just the way it goes. So I usually, my body does not function normally when I'm traveling, especially overseas. But even here in the States, in Boston, you know, you're eating all kinds of whatever, lobster rolls. You know, I like to enjoy the culture when I go to different places. You know,
yeah.
Boston, the East Coast food, lobster, all that stuff.
Well, you eat so good for most of the year round. I mean, if you guys saw the food he brings in, Julie prepped some really nice stuff for you. So, you know, very, very healthy, very clean. But when we travel, we eat very, a little more richly than
we
normal.
Enjoy. Yes,
we
enjoy. So, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, so I was coming home from Boston. My wife, Julie, and my two children, Courtney and Cassidy, are with me. And so we're in the airport, and I'm going through security or something. At this point, Cassidy was about, her height was about equal to my waist. And so I was going through security, and I had some, as Melody would say, gastrointestinal upset. And so it just sort of came out of me, and I was hoping just to play it cool, you know, just pass on by. But of course, Cassie was right behind me in line, so she looks in like really loud. She's like, "Dad!" And I'm like, "Thanks a million. Now everybody knows," you know. So anyway, so they still laugh about that to this day. But anyway, that's, yes, I was the one I would have loved to have blamed on my child, but she wouldn't let me even come close to that.
That's so funny. That leaves me as being the one who's concerned about getting blamed for it. You know, infants have like no qualms about just letting it go when they need to. And I've experienced that many times where I'm holding my sweet, innocent, like lovely little warm, cuddly daughter, and she just cuts loose, and I'm like, holy smokes, that was a pretty manly there, that what you just did in that diaper. And so I was kind of laughing about it because no matter where you go, it could just happen anywhere. She doesn't have, you know, any sense of having to hold back or be quiet about it. And I was sitting in a breastfeeding clinic class, and the gal behind me had her daughter with her as well. And in the middle of this RN talking to us, I heard a loud rumble behind me.
Wow.
And I just started giggling under my breath because I knew it was the baby. And so after the class was over, I turned around and I looked at the other mother and we both started laughing. And I just said, oh my gosh, my daughter does the same thing. And it's always at inopportune times. And you just look around and you think, oh man, I really hope people don't think that that was me, because it doesn't seem possible that something that loud could come out of something so tiny. So yeah, so I am the one who's concerned about getting blame. Rick, you're the one. You wouldn't have necessarily blamed your child, though. You would have just let people think that maybe it was her, right?
I would have liked to have blamed her.
www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com, crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can get the link to go directly to shopnaturalproducts.com, and it'll also link you to the Facebook page, to the Ultra Laboratories page. It'll show you where you can email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net, and where you can call us to leave us a message at 424-703-4150.
And we are out of time, so please tune in next week, and thanks for being with us this week. We'll continue with digestive elimination and
detoxification
next week. See you then.